The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The phones have been lit up all night long with your calls and thoughts about transgendered people and bathrooms, either government policy or private business policy. Target coming out with a statement publicly earlier this month, or I guess midpoint this month, where they said that they believe it's totally fine if a transgender person wants to come in and use the bathroom of their choice. They should be able to do that in Target, and that's what they're going to have as a policy. Some people are now boycotting Target as a result of that, although I suspect that others will attend Target. They will go to Target specifically. Some would call that a boycott, to sort of help reward them for taking this position, which they didn't have to come out and take.
Right. This is, to me, what Target did here was a forethought position to get themselves, you know, whatever benefit they might get from this particular issue. And that means to me that they, from a marketing standpoint, have enough research to suggest that they would benefit from this, from a marketing standpoint.
That their customers would appreciate it.
Right, or enough of their customers would appreciate it, and that they would be able to convert enough customers over that would make up for the ones that didn't appreciate it. So there's probably a lot of people who, you know, that are, you know, upset, there's no doubt, but that they likely said to themselves, well, you know, turns out that the LGBT community has more disposable income and none of those darned expensive children, or whatever, I don't know.
So we were talking about the idea of these transgendered bathrooms, or at least bathrooms that are friendly towards people's gender preferences. And Darlene is on the line with us, listening in Pennsylvania to WEEO. And she was the one who brought up predators as a concern. And I wanted you to have a chance to make sure you were able to say what you wanted to there. Go ahead, Darlene.
Oh, sure. I appreciate it. Thank you. I think the last thing you were saying before we went to break was about a predator. They're going to be pretty obvious going into the bathroom. But
yeah, that was my claim.
Actually,
yes, Mark.
Right, and just to counter that a little bit, from, again, my experience, not having those things done to me specifically, but just so many people in and out of my world for the past 30-ish years.
Right, your family was, you know, had foster children, and that was a real issue. Yeah.
A lot of severe case, right. I mean, you know, one by an uncle, all kinds of things, just hideous. Yeah.
Oftentimes it's family members. More often than, you know, weirdos in bathrooms, it's family members. That's true.
Exactly. And I agree with that. I was listening.
Apparently, statistically, it's more likely to be a Republican office holder than it is a transgendered person. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. And to me, again, I agree with a lot of the callers. It doesn't even need to be party related or, you know, anything to do with I'm a female, you're a male, none of that. Just, I still think actually a predator, if they are skilled at what they do, and a lot of them sadly are, they're repeat offenders, it's not that they're going to be so obvious and easily identifiable, because a lot of them, if you look at a news story and, you know, people are interviewed in the background, it's usually shocking. You know, we can't believe that Mr. So-and-so could actually have done this. We can't believe that so-and-so that just looks like your computer geek guy from, you know, Best Buy actually did this. And I'm going, you know, that's where my concern is.
I got to say, I can't understand this. So let me explain why. Because, first of all, right now, is the idea what you're saying here is that a sexual predator is going to put on a wig and some makeup, go into a female bathroom, and then attack somebody?
No, because as I understand it, it's not that you have to present as a female to go in there. It's just that if you identify as that, so you can look like a, can't you look like an average male and go in to a female restroom?
As I understand, that's the policy that you know, that was one, there was a video that came, or an audio, I heard the audio, I didn't listen to the video part, but the audio was of somebody doing, basically interviewing a Target manager saying, hey, I just want to make sure that I can go in the women's bathroom, is that all right? And, you know, it's creepy as it could possibly be, but obviously this person's doing citizen journalism.
Look, if you're going to go into a bathroom with the intention of harming somebody, whether it's sexually or physically attacking them or whatever, you probably don't want to call attention to yourself, so it would make more sense to put some makeup on and put a wig on, or, you know, go ahead and do all that effort to try to camouflage yourself to some extent. But ultimately, what about the male victims of the sexual predators? Is the the concern only for females here? Because right now, any man who's a sexual predator who's attracted to young males can go into a male's bathroom looking like a man, and no one's going to think anything about it.
And I don't think it happens too often.
No, I hear you, because actually our worst case in the house was a young boy. So I definitely want to speak for boys, men, anyone.
So how is the bathroom policy going to change anything about that?
Well, that's what I was saying earlier about how, obviously, a criminal, if you are criminally minded, I feel that you're going to do a criminal act regardless of any government
policy. I tend to agree.
You know, any of that. I'm just trying to share the concern so that just to speak for people. I don't think they're really presenting it this way. And I think that's where, I mean, I'm a mom. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to look at it from a mom point of view, but I'm also just an American, just a citizen, just a human. You know? So to me, my main concern is obviously minors, you know, children, anybody who perhaps maybe doesn't have the awesome ninja stealth skills that I might have. You know? I mean, I just am going to worry about them going into a restroom with any possibility that makes it just a little bit easier for somebody to slide in, because they're kind of a little bit more under the radar if we know that everybody can go anywhere.
But I don't think many are going to, right? Like, the men's bathrooms haven't been shut down at Target, and I still think that people are going to be pretty vigilant about a guy wearing a collared short sleeve button up and a pair of pressed slacks wandering off into the women's bathroom, just saying, hey, just want to make sure you gals are safe in here and maybe take a few pictures and stuff.
Right. Darlene, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And you know, it's a lot of fear. Is what I heard in Darlene's call. A lot of fear about what might could possibly happen. I got to say, I don't think a new policy at Target, which is essentially a spoken version of the original policy, which was to allow people into the bathrooms, is somehow going to increase the danger in those bathrooms. I just don't believe that for a second.
Well, one of the reasons I believe that the human race is as successful as it is worrying moms. I think I think they have to do this. That biologically we need a certain level of worry, and probably the best person to do that is mom. I don't think that legislation should necessarily be written around that worry. I just think that vigilance by citizens is so much more effective than governments attempting to make sweeping rules and all these other things that they do.
Sure.
I mean, the responsibility ultimately for your safety relies with you.
And absolutely. No one's going to be checking people at the door of Target's bathroom. Probably no one's actively watching the door of Target's bathroom. So if you're worried about what's going to happen inside the bathroom, take some pepper spray or a gun or whatever, you know, something that makes you feel like you can even the odds if you're worried about a physical attack.
Because God made man, Sam Colt made him equal.
There is loss control in that building, but they're probably not at the moment of you walking into the bathroom monitoring the front door of the bathroom. They're probably not.
I can tell you a little 95-pound lady with a smoking gun is probably going to not even going to be charged by police officers for shooting some dude in a short sleeve button up.
They'd probably be questioned and released.
With a cell phone in his hand.
So let's continue here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to Lisa, listening in Indiana to WIBC. Hey, Lisa.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, you know, when Target first made this announcement, you know, the first outcry just naturally was, oh, don't you dare follow my daughter or my wife into the bathroom and I'll kick your you-know-what and all this type of talk. But, you know, my first concern was, oh, you know, this is just gives, you know, this transgender community just even more of a target on the back. Because what about those trans men who are fully transitioned and look male? right? You know, you mentioned they're not going to be checking at the door, but now they're going to be following this legislation because, you know, they're, you know, in North Carolina for sure,
I don't think
right?
they're going to follow this legislation.
Hold on. The legislation is only for government buildings, isn't it?
Government buildings and colleges.
Stand by, Lisa. We can continue here.
As though the colleges of North Carolina really needed some guidance from the North Carolina legislature on this issue.
Stand by here. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Yeah, we'll continue here. How will they enforce this law in North Carolina? Because, again, it requires genital checks, and that is just too invasive. The government can't do that. At least they're not supposed to. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Transgendered folk coming into the bathroom. Is it scary? Or has it been happening for decades too, you know, with little fanfare? Now all of a sudden it's blown up into an issue that no one really should care about. You can share your thoughts here if you'd like. And also, there's a movement in healthcare today of people ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. It's folks who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's joinlhs.com or 800-722-8041 for Liberty HealthShare. As we go back to your calls and your thoughts here, we've got Lisa still with us listening in Indiana. Lisa, go ahead with what you were trying to share tonight.
Oh, so the point I was trying to make is, let's just say we have a trans man who has, you know, looks male, you know, completely transitioned, and walks into the women's bathroom because, you know, whatever law tells them to, you know, they are going to immediately be targeted, and probably the women who are in that bathroom are going to feel 10 times more uncomfortable than if they would just go use the bathroom that, you know, and that's the point that I'm trying to make, you know, just like how.
So somebody like Buck Angel, we mentioned him earlier tonight. He's a porn star who was born female, still has a vagina, and you can see it in the porn. So there's proof there. But if he walks into a bathroom, I'm going to think he's just, you know, left a biker bar because he looks like, you know, he just came back from lifting weights or whatever. He looks ripped.
Bigger than you are.
He's a real, like, man's man kind of looking guy. And if he walked into a female bathroom, women would likely, you know, the ones that had said they
upset.
Right, the ones that who had said they were nervous or whatever would likely feel that way about him.
If everybody, if the people out there that don't want waves, and that's me, I really don't want waves on this issue. But those people, if they're trying to force people to go to the bathroom that they were biologically born to go to or whatever their claim is, they're going to create far more waves than what was happening just a couple of months ago before we were having this silly conversation.
Exactly.
Lisa, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. And the first time that somebody goes, let's use Buck Angel because he's a great example of this. And if you haven't seen him, go ahead and Google. If you're worried about the porn pics coming up, turn Safe Search on. But you look at Buck Angel. If he goes into a North Carolina government building, because this law that they've passed apparently is, has it been signed by the government? It's a thing, right?
Like, I think
it's,
yeah.
So if you go into a government building or, you know, government college, and you go into the bathroom and somebody sees Buck Angel, who looks like a badass biker man, walking into the women's bathroom, because it's going to require someone to see it and report it, because obviously there's not going to be someone's, you know, a bathroom attendant standing there at every single government bathroom door. So someone's going to have to see it and report it. The cops are going to come out, or they're not, but they'll probably come out in some instance. They'll corner this person if they manage to get there in time, because obviously not too many people spend too much time in the bathrooms that they're visiting. So how often will the person be long gone before the police arrive? At some point, though,
somebody's going to tackle somebody and throw them to the ground. That's how
we may get to the point where the police arrive and they encounter someone like Buck Angel, who's, you know, a convincing man, but actually has the genitalia of a woman. And they're going to say, excuse me, sir, haven't you heard the law in blah, 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 new, you know, North Carolina that you can't go in the women's restroom? You know, Buck Angel's going to say, well, I'm a female, so I'm going into, oh, yeah, that's what they all say, buddy. You're under arrest. Well, either they're going to have to arrest him based on a hunch, or they're going to have to arrest him based on, you know, checking the genitals of the person, which will likely, if some cops decide to do that, be found as a serious privacy violation, because you aren't obligated to tell the police anything. If the cops want to talk to you, they can talk. They can ask you all the questions they want to. Now, this isn't legal advice, is my understanding.
of the Constitution.
If you want to, apparently there was a Supreme Court ruling that said you have to invoke your Fifth Amendment rights.
I'm not talking to you
yeah.
because of the Fifth Amendment.
Good. I'm not going to answer your questions, officer. What's your gender, son?
Ask my lawyer.
Yeah. So, you know, how deep are they going to get into this? Are they going to strip search somebody to prove what their gender is so they can then charge them appropriately with this? Because if they do that, that's going to likely result in the law getting thrown out as unconstitutional. Again, I'm no attorney, but that's how I see it.
Right. This is a big waste of time.
It sure is. Let's continue here. Let's keep it to the actual threats who are in the bathroom. You know, the people who are doing creepy things and or violent things. That makes sense to enforce. Let's go on, though. Here with your calls and thoughts, we've got Alan listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hello, Alan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, first off, shout out to North Carolina for creating this ridiculous controversy that everybody's been stuck on for the last couple weeks. Way to go, guys.
Well, it's not like it didn't eclipse the more ridiculous controversy of which one of these clowns should have the nuclear codes that we're going to vote on here in November.
Oh, don't worry. That'll come back soon enough.
Yeah, it's on its way.
Oh, man, if you want to talk about that, we can go all night.
No, go ahead.
No, first off, nobody should be surprised that Target came out and was like, hey, you know, we're totally going to be accepting. I used to work for Target. Target's always going to be the very first of any huge chain store to just go for whatever. Just that's what Target is. Nobody should be getting a rise out of it. And if any of these boycotters think they're going to shut down Target, they need to just go home. As far as actually using the bathroom goes, you know, who cares, man? People got to pee.
I think it's normally something they do very privately and not right. really advertise.
And, you know, it's transgendered people didn't pop up last year either. You know, chances are you've peed beside the person with the vagina before.
There's a chance, but I don't know if its chances are, because the chances are fairly slim, at least in the United States, given that transgendered folks are relatively uncommon. Although we did have a caller earlier who said that in some European countries there are common water closets where everyone just goes in and does their business, and it's not really thought to be any kind of big deal. So I'm with you, Alan. Thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Phil is in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Phil.
Yes, I just want to – my concern and belief is transgenderism is just a push to eventually get pedophilia in society. There's been psychologists have already brought that up.
How do you get from transgender, which is someone choosing a different or believing that they are a different gender than their birth gender, to pedophilia,
doesn't sound like progression, but I'm interested.
How do you do that?
I was born in the 50s, so I've seen everything
again,
started like in the 60s where you had, you know, unisex clothes, and it came down to homosexuality, and then all this, then now
jumpsuits? Are jumpsuits part of pedophilia too?
I want to know more about this. Hang on, Phil. How do you get from transgendered people going to the bathroom to a plot to prey on children sexually? I don't know. I don't see the linkage. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the show. Of course, you can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, what is the Free Talk Live AMP program?
The AMP program is a program where you, if you believe in the ideas of liberty, it's really for you. Because what Free Talk Live is it's unique in that it's size and scope and message. There are other pro-liberty radio programs out there. The Freedom Fiends come to mind. But Free Talk Live is the only place where you can sort of, you know, reach 170 stations across the United States with the ideas of liberty. And if you believe these ideas are infectious, if you believe that they're important, then the AMP program is, well, it's a great way for you to support the spread of the ideas of liberty. It's amp.freetalklive.com.
$5 a month, any major credit card through PayPal, Visa or MasterCard right there on the website, and Bitcoin, so you can do AMP in the way of your choice. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We don't care what gender you are. You're welcome to support Free Talk Live. It's amp.freetalklive.com. So we had a guy on the line from Maine. He unfortunately dropped off, and that's too bad because I thought that call was going to get really interesting because he had a conspiracy theory suggesting that this whole transgender bathroom thing is a wedge issue of pedophiles to try to get pedophile rights or something. I don't know where he was going with that.
We've all heard of the gay agenda. So maybe what his suggestion is that the gay agenda, the trans agenda, the whatever agenda, they're all actually part of the pedophile agenda.
So I think what this comes down to, and again, he dropped off the line, so we can't ask him specifically, but maybe someone else is out there who believes the same thing. There is a certain group of people out there, let's call them right-wing conservatives, religious zealots, who believe that gay people means pedophile. And if you talk to gay people who are not pedophiles, which is the majority of them, they'll tell you this is, you know, basically that as far as the occurrences of pedophilia within the gay community is, as from what I understand, the same as pedophilia within the non-gay community, if you will. So there's no more likelihood that a gay person or a trans person, because again, just because someone's trans, what does that even mean as far as they're gay or straight? I don't even know how you talk about that.
It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with their sexuality.
Right. So just because someone is trans or just because someone is gay doesn't mean they're more likely to molest a child. Sorry, that is nothing more than a nasty myth.
That's a conclusion you've jumped to. There have been a great deal of arrests, specifically in British government, around pedophilia. So maybe what he's saying is that that there are rich and powerful people who practice pedophilia, and it appears to be that's the case, that are attempting to sort of change society generally to make pedophilia more acceptable. Because I can assure you that the average hoi polloi like me, we're not into that. That's there's hanging crimes.
Let's go to Andy. He's in Virginia. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey. One quick question for my comment. Is this a target policy like a blanket policy? Because the target in my hometown is literally within walking distance of Liberty University, and I'm not sure how they'll take that.
Well, I'll bet you that the target in your hometown probably operates a little bit differently. But I would suggest that there are some people at Liberty University that are probably going to participate in this boycott at the same time.
Isn't that Pat Robertson's university
That's
or something
correct.
Like
yep.
that? Okay.
No, Jerry Falwell.
Oh, Falwell. Oh, yeah, well, I'm getting mixed up.
Excuse me.
Jerry Senior. Jerry Junior runs it now. Look, y'all were just talking about gays, the pedophilia. There are pedophiles in every group. You know, yes. When I'm doing the air quotes, there are pedophiles in every group. If parents would take responsibility for protecting their children all the time, it wouldn't be as big of a deal. You can't protect against everything, and everyone knows that. Now, as a bisexual male who has done my fair before the internet, that's how gay men, bisexual men could hook up, would be in public restrooms, public bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Used to be.
But anybody that had any rumors of any child anything was completely ostracized. You know, nobody wants any part of that. No group wants that part of their group in their group. You understand? I mean, does that
right.
make any sense?
It tars you with it paints you with a terrible brush.
Exactly. And I've had the super libido my entire life, and I thank the Lord all the time that he didn't make me attracted to animals and children.
Thanks, Andy, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. 855-453. 855-450-3733. We got Tom in Tioga listening to KTGO. Hey, Tom, North Dakota. Tom, going once. I hear some rustling. Tom in North Dakota going twice. I'll tell you what, we'll put Tom on hold. Maybe our board op can raise him. From the silence.
On the phone to go to the men's bathroom.
Let's go to, instead, Robin on the line in Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO FM. Hello, Robin.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. Go ahead, Robin.
I'm a 60-year-old female, and I can usually tell a transvestite or cross-dresser by their bone structure. And I think... You know, they are recognizable to some people.
You mean like a man might be more likely to be taller and larger than a female? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Bigger feet, bigger, you know, just their bone structure.
Yep.
Not always, but that's
not always.
One red flag. And I would just like to say, you know, going to the restroom is personal. I mean, you go to the bathroom. And you and there's children in there most of the time, and it just seems wrong for a man to be in there. Whether or not he would hurt anybody, he probably wouldn't. But it's a threat to us.
No, it's not really a threat. There are people in Europe who do it all the time.
No, I'm a female, and I'm telling you, a man in a woman's bathroom is a threat.
Just because you're afraid doesn't mean there's an actual threat.
Here's what my concern is.
Oh, she just hung up.
Well, I don't know why. She was just still talking.
I don't know why either. Maybe she got all excited. I don't know. So I didn't do that.
Here's my concern. You're saying, like, so what people view as a threat, this is sort of a difficult situation because a threat is literally somebody saying they're going to do something. And then,
usually.
But people feel threatened. You can't do anything about that. And here's the point. She mentioned bone structure. Does this mean that she feels threatened when big boned, tall women are in the bathroom? Because maybe. I've known a few, right? Like, I've known as many tall, big-boned women as I've known, trans people who are transitioning. So this is kind of the dilemma that these ladies have is like Michelle Obama gets called a man by people on a regular basis. This is cruel, people. Michelle Obama is not a freaking trans man. Okay, stop it. This is you can't judge people by their bone structure. You just don't know for sure. But, yeah, there are some people that have seemed pretty obviously they were men and now they're women. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I get it. You know.
And that's where this all really falls apart is for anybody who's so upset about this. Any law that you pass is just going to be unenforceable.
That's true. It's completely unenforceable.
If you're scared of going to the bathroom, then you know carry a weapon with you. And if you can't have a gun,
you won't feel as threatened then.
Pack a knife or pack a pepper spray or whatever is legal for you to pack in your state because it varies. Check your local laws. That helps even the odds if the, slight chance that something will actually happen to you in a restroom of a violent nature actually occurs. And remember, if you're going to the restroom in a drunken bar, maybe it's a little more likely that something violent will happen in there. But if you're at the mall, it seems pretty unlikely, right? So either way, you're responsible for your own safety.
The mall bathrooms are always tucked away in, like, hallways.
Yeah, that's true.
Stuff
creepy
like that.
Hallways.
Those are the creepiest ones.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, if you're in the club, the bathroom at the club.
There's always people in
those
there.
Those ladies
true.
Are going to, I mean, they're going to kick the hell out of that guy.
That's a great point. I take it back. Anyway, either way, you should still be responsible for your own protection wherever
you are responsible for your own protection. And I don't care how you try to offload it on law enforcement, you try to offload it on society. You are responsible for your protection.
Yeah. Fumbling with your phone to dial 911 if you're being attacked in the bathroom isn't a good defense strategy. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, moments remain here in this episode of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Or if you want to sound really awesome, call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You you've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Right now, your chance to call in is here. 855-453. Actually, it's been here for the entire show, but it's your last chance for this one. Because it's the remaining moments of this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're joining you here from our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire studio. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to save, let's say 20% on pretty much everything you buy at Amazon, go start your shopping experience at saveatpurse.com. Save AT Purse. Saveatpurse.com. You have to have Bitcoin in order to access these incredible discounts. And this is real. I've done it multiple times, over 50 purchases in the last year from Amazon through saveatpurse.com, and saving upwards of 40, 50% on some of them. Now, the more you want to save, the longer it's going to take to fulfill your order, usually. So if you want to save quickly and save a decent amount, 20% is usually a pretty safe one. I'll usually get an order placed within just a couple hours if I choose 20% off.
And how are you going to get 20% off on something on Amazon? They already have
some
of the lowest prices that you're going to be able to get. In many cases, cheaper than what you can get in town. Yeah,
exactly.
You have to wait a little while, but man, they don't have the bricks and mortar, you know?
This is as cheap as you can possibly get brand new products on the internet, as I understand it. So save it. Purse.com. I'm a big fan of what they're doing there, and you can go and help yourself save big time. And Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your purchase when you go through Save It Purse. SaveATPurse.com. Again, you got to have Bitcoin. If you don't yet have Bitcoin, you want to learn more about that, then go to Bitcoin.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk first to, I believe we have Joe listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hey, Joe.
Hey, I am just wondering why you guys are thinking that it is wrong for a man, or why you guys don't think it's wrong for a grown man to go into the bathroom with women.
Well, I'm not sure that you're characterizing my my statement correctly. So I'm saying that I find it upsetting. The idea of somebody, you know, some guy dressed like a man, just wandering off into the women's bathroom. So, you know, that's not what I'm saying. If you're saying that you're defining a man as a somebody who is biologically born a man, and then, you know, chooses to act out their whole life as a woman going into the bathroom, and me not wanting, you know, me saying, hey, you know, I'm fine with it, then is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm wondering what gives you the right to judge whether or not me, a grown man, can go into a woman's restroom or not.
Well, I would say that I would be able to have the right over my own bathrooms and my own business. That would be where it would start. So this legislation started with North Carolina, where the government decides, you know, who's going to go into which bathrooms in college. What gives them the right?
I mean, I don't know where you draw the line.
I don't even know where you draw the line either, and that's
the whole point.
That's
here.
What the whole conversation is about, is that nobody knows where to draw the line. When I start showing people pictures of folks,
where you draw the line.
Well, then
okay,
where?
Where's the line? For God's sakes, let me know. Stop calling me, you know, questioning my rights and stuff, and tell me the answer.
No. The line is very clearly drawn in what you are born with.
Okay.
So what are you going to do? Check someone's pants?
What's that?
Are you going to check people's pants as they go into the bathroom to make sure that they've been born with the right parts, according to Joe?
I mean, hey, why are we opening up a door to this?
Well, the door was opened by the conservative legislators in North Carolina that wanted to push this particular issue, right?
I don't think that's it. I think that they are trying to prevent it.
Well, because laws are so good. Look at this. The whole nation is worried about where people go to the potty. Good job preventing it. Now every troublemaker is going to wander off into a bathroom and say, look at me, I got a right to be in here.
No, I don't think that's exactly the significance of the law in itself. It's
unenforceable, sir.
I don't have a daughter. If I had a daughter, what would stop me from saying, you know what? I'm going to go into this bathroom because my daughter's in there.
I would assume social pressure and probably some very upset ladies would be my guess.
Because the law has opened it up for anybody.
Do you think Target has the right to decide who goes in their bathrooms and who doesn't?
Of course.
Well, then there you go. Problem solved.
But I want to know, you know, what are you going to do about it? Okay, let's say you were in North Carolina. You're not. You're calling from Indianapolis. But let's say you were in North Carolina and there's this law in place saying that you got to have a certain, you know, member between your legs to go into the men's bathroom. What are you going to do if Buck Angel walks into the men's bathroom? Now, this is a porn star who has a vagina but looks like a badass biker dude. What are you going to do about that?
See, you're saying something, but that's not really the issue. It's not about a woman going into a men's restroom because a woman will not penetrate me.
All right,
okay?
Fine. We'll just turn it around.
Tell that to a woman with a strap on.
There's lots and lots
of... Okay, so now we're just going crazy.
All right, let's go crazy now. There are lots of really.
We're about to have a logical conversation.
All right, let's have a logical conversation. I agree with you. My partner shouldn't have thrown that in.
In there with strap-ons.
See, now you've thrown strap-ons in a conversation with a drunk redneck conservative. Shame on you. This is the derailing of the show. You've done a disservice to the American people.
I just thought it was pretty entertaining. Thanks, Joe, for the call tonight. We got more folks to talk to. Let's talk to Kevin in South Carolina. He's going to change it up a little bit. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got a something that's been bothering me for a number of years. It's not really from one president to the next. It's just an issue in itself. For me, I've asked around and I've never really had a direct answer, and I've come up to a couple potential conclusions of what might be the cause. But before I was born, I'm 31. Stimulate the economy and help people that, you know, after war times and stuff when things are bad, you know, they did things like build Mount Rushmore. I want to say the Hoover Dam. They did the highway project. They built that rock wall in the Smoky Mountains, all of this on national land. How come for at least since I've been alive, we haven't had anything like this occur again
to stimulate the economy.
Well, I'd like to clarify something. When government spends money that it has stolen from the economy, it's not stimulating the economy. What they're doing is centrally controlling the economy in that particular case. Well, touting the claim that they're stimulating. We are taking billions and building bridges. They did this after 9/11. Remember, there was like this whole thing of
infrastructure.
Let's spend money on buying bridges and fixing bridges.
9/11, it was a whole bunch of Homeland Security stuff. So let's give everybody, all the fire departments, particular new gear and that.
Well, at one point there was something about
building
bridges.
Now there's an infrastructure thing that's still going on. You'll hear the claim that it's going to cost $4 trillion to handle America's crumbling infrastructure. I would point out that everything is immediately deteriorating after it is completed. So everything's crumbling, if you want to use the term. But the issue here is the broken window fallacy.
Yeah, okay.
So the seen and the unseen. So the Hoover Dam was built with a great deal of tax dollars, but where would those dollars have been spent if they were retained by the people who had worked to earn them? And the thing is we don't know, because the government forced, at the threat of violence and imprisonment and murder if they had to take money from one group of people in order to spend it on the Hoover Dam to provide water for maybe California. I'm not entirely sure.
Doesn't the Hoover Dam also provide energy? Don't they usually do that with dams, hydroelectric power?
Sure.
At least you could then argue, though, Mark, that the Hoover Dam is doing something, whereas Mount Rushmore just sits there. And so there's plenty of government projects that are completely useless and not in any significant demand, in my opinion. I wouldn't put money towards Mount Rushmore. Now, there are people who would, but ultimately that's what we're talking about here, is bureaucrats deciding how to spend your money. Now, if you love Mount Rushmore, great, then it seems like it was a good deal. But for those of us who would have rather had that money spent on something else, we got screwed. So it's not stimulating the economy when you take money from the productive class, that is you and I, people who actually do things and make products and services for a living that actually improve the world around us. You are taking the control out of those people's lives. You're taking their ability to decide out of their lives, and that hurts the economy. Can you see that?
Yeah, I think I may have stated what I'm just trying to say a little. Maybe I didn't include the information that I was trying to get at.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin, do this. Do me a favor, Kevin. We are out of time for the Saturday show, but we do a live Sunday show. Whether we're on the air in your local market at the time is another question. But we are always here 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So if you want to rephrase the question or get deeper into this, I'd love to talk to you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at night Eastern. Feel free to be our first caller. We'll look forward to it. And thank you for the call. If you didn't get in tonight, again, we got the live Sunday show tomorrow. We'll look forward to seeing you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.